I did, however, get to try something that Landini may be interested in. Landfill, I tried mutton last night. Have you ever had mutton?
I have, but I'm kind of curious as to how I made you interested in that.
I don't know. I thought you'd be interested in my mutton eating, not that you made me interested in mutton.
Oh, okay.
Is that fair?
I mean, sure. I'm going to be honest. I'm not overly interested in you eating old sheep, but whatever.
I looked up what mutton was. I was unaware of what it was. B, did you know what it is or
no.
was?
No.
So, apparently, this is according to Wikipedia. You and I both really like lamb chops. I've been at a number of events with you. When they walk around with those little lollipop lamb chops, you and I slam them.
Destroy them, yeah.
Yeah, me too. So, lamb is like a sheep that is, you know, what do you call it? Like made to be beef or food.
Lamb is baby sheep.
Right. They like once a sheep turns one, it's no longer a lamb.
It's the veal of sheep.
It's like the veal of sheep. Oh, there you go, Landfill. And then a sheep from 2 to 3 is called sheep, or I think. And then a sheep after the age of 3 is called mutton. And I had a mutton chop last night. That was banging. It was really good. And
it's a lot of names, bro. Just call it a damn sheep. A lamb. I mean, why is it that you have to remember all these different levels of what it is to say it's this, that, or the other? What if it's 1 year old in 1 day? So it's a sheep, but it just was a lamb yesterday. All I care about, how well does it taste when I grab that little lamb chop?
Yeah. B, you would have liked it. I met up with Pete Haley last night. We had a nice dinner. Had exactly only one martini. It was cool. It was fun.
You know what the crazy thing is, though?
What?
I actually have audio of JP eating the mutton.
Bah!
Oh man.
You
know what? This is kind of funny, bro.
Turning into a sheep.
We're talking about mutton and lamb and all this, and I look on Instagram and guess what they're showing me? Somebody cooking lamb.
That fast?
They are listening. That's all I gotta tell you, people.
Bro, they are always listening. Always listening.
And it looks so good though. Ooh boy.
Okay, two things I want to address. One's a funny tweet from Jay Gruden. He said, no one said who won the Topgolf Challenge. No doubt J.J. McCarthy went for the short targets. Michael Penix tried the long left and long right targets. Drake hit driver and tried to hit it over the fence. Jaden obviously on the phone with his agent. I just thought that was funny. Like, we can laugh about this stuff at this point because it's over, and I think we are approaching Thursday night where Jaden Daniels is going to be the pick. And I could be wrong. I'm not guaranteeing it. I'm not reporting anything. But I think Emojigate and liked tweets and all of that are far less relevant after Jaden Daniels went on with Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco last night. After, you know, one of the agents in Daniels' agency said that Daniels not liking Washington was fake news. But I got this. I tweeted something out this morning that I sent to Landini. We'll play the audio of Daniels on with Ochocinco last night. So all I did was tweet out this video. Jaden Daniels talking about the Commanders wide receiver group. They've got some dogs over there.
Yeah.
To which I got this reply from Tim Holt. He said, if Washington drafts Daniels, JP will say, greatest player ever. Here we go. If Washington drafts J.J. McCarthy, J.P. after a few weeks will say, greatest player ever, here we go. If Washington drafts Drake May, J.P. will say, better than Howell, here we go. And I responded to this dude, and I'm curious if you agree with me, B. My reply, I tried to keep it kosher. I just said, yes, I'm going to try to be positive about whoever they draft. They're all elite prospects. Sue me.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, let's get to a point where we think it's going to be Daniels, but whatever happens.
What you should have done is not respond to him and not bring his name because now you made that fool relevant.
That's true. The whole
thing about it is when you try, that's the fan right there that gets mad because someone tell you the truth and then they get mad because someone tries to be positive. They're never happy. They're never satisfied. They hide behind avatars and they want to just talk. Don't waste your time on those guys right there. You are smart enough. I've been around you long enough. I call you. We mess with you all the time. But you're smart enough to understand those that are just trying to get a rise out of people and those that really give a damn.
Sure. You're right.
If they give a damn, you know what? You waste your time with them. When they're just trying to get something started, one finger salute them and keep moving.
Yeah, and I think more and more thank God we're almost to the finish line here, because the draft really becomes like an exhausting process. And if Washington was picking 17th like they had for a while, then it's a much different conversation, because there's going to be one person that wants a wide out, one person that wants a D end, one person that wants a tackle, and then, you know, there's always going to be somebody that wants a quarterback, whatever. But that's just like, there's way more conversation to be had. But when you have the second overall pick, it's so consuming. And then when you have these quarterbacks available, quarterback position, quarterback drafting is so consuming. Quarterback evaluation attempts are consuming. And I think, I really truly think that in the absence of actual information, all the nonsense becomes the information.
Mm-hmm.
And we are just so deep into the nonsensical stage of this thing. And, dude, it's weird that they did something unconventional by going to Topgolf, undeniably. But
see, that's
okay.
Listen, we talk about unconventional as if it's wrong. And I think that's the reason why I get fed up with it. And I really don't care about some people that don't have they did a lot of things that was unconventional, too, that want to make these comments. They went to Topgolf. Okay? Wow. So who cares at this point? Are they trying to get a better team and pick the best players? Yeah. It's all that matters. So them going to Topgolf shouldn't be that big of a story. You know, if they had gone to Topgolf and say whoever wins on the targets is the one we're going to draft, right, then that would be a damn story. But like they went and hung out with each other. Like, guess what football players normally do? Whether they are on the same team or they not on the same team, they go, you've been to functions with me. What do? We hang out. We talk. We try to have some fun. That's what the team did. Let them do. What do you normally, when you have fun, what you normally do? You normally relax and settle down, and then guess what? You become who you really are. And I think if the people that are trying to see that did something to make you relax so you can go out there and just do some things as you would normally do, that's a smart person.
And what gets lost in the sauce is that they then held meetings individually with all the prospects the next day.
But see, that's not sexy like, enough.
Nobody cares about that part.
Wanted to discuss
like
that story.
They did the conventional thing.
Yeah, nobody wanted to discuss that story because that's not sexy enough.